trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四慧牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now, before we study a new lesson, let us pray.
在我们研究这新的一课之前，请各位低头，我们祈祷。
天父上帝，你已经邀请我们到你的面前来。今天我们答应你的呼召，我们相信你为我们预备了很好的教训，求主用你的圣灵感动每位听众的心，使他们研究这个课以后就可以得到很大的帮助。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Let us turn now to Lesson 25.
现在请打开课本到第25课。
We have just finished studying two lessons on the prophecy of Daniel 2.
我们已经用两课研究了但以理书第二章的预言。
That was a very interesting prophecy.
这是一个很有兴趣的预言。
And now Lesson 25 is going to deal with the matter of prophecy itself.
第二十五课就是要研究预言的本身
or the more or the sure word of prophecy
就是确实的预言
Lesson 25
第二十五课
We have learned that much of the Bible is prophecy
我们已经知道圣经中有很多的部分是预言
In the Old Testament era
在旧约时代
There were many prophets.
有很多的先知。
God raised up these loyal men.
上帝兴起这些忠心的人。
To lead his people.
和领导他的百姓。
He sent warnings through them.
他借着他们赐下警告。
He also predicted the future through them.
他也借着他们预言将来。
Some of the Old Testament prophecies.
有一些个旧约的预言。
Related to Israel at that time.
是跟那个时候的以色列是有关系。
Other prophecies.
还有些预言。
Have to do with our present day.
这是跟我们现在这个时代有关。
With regard to Bible prophecy.
论到圣经的预言。
Let us remember the following points.
让我们记住下列的几点。
Number one.
第一个。
Prophecy is a revelation of God's secrets.
预言是显示上帝的奥秘。
In Amos 3:7 we read,
在阿摩斯三章七节有这样的话。
Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets.
主耶和华若不讲奥秘只是他的仆人众先知就一无所行
yes, It means that God will definitely reveal his secret unto his own servant the prophets
上帝一定会讲他的奥秘只是他的仆人众先知
Number two
第二
Prophecy revealed is for mankind
所显示的奥预言乃是为人类所显示的
In Deuteronomy 29:29, we have these words.
在《申命记》29章29节有这样的话。
The secret things belong unto the Lord our God.
说是隐秘的事是属耶和华我们上帝。
But those things which are revealed.
唯有明显的事。
Belong unto us.
是属于我们。
And to our children forever.
是永远属于我们和我们子孙的。
Number three.
第三
Prophecy came from God through holy men.
预言是上帝借着那些圣洁的人所发出的。
In 2 Peter 1:21 we read,
在彼得后书一章二十一节有这样的话，
No prophecy ever came by the impulse of man.
预言从来没有出于人意的。
But men moved by the Holy Spirit,
乃是人被圣灵感动，
spoke from God,
说出上帝的话来。
4.
第四，
prophecy came to the prophets chiefly in visions and dreams.
预言主要是在异象和梦中临到先知的。
In Numbers 12:6 we read,
在民数记十二章六节说，
If there be a prophet among you,
在你们中间若有先知，
I the Lord will make myself known unto him.
我耶和华必与他说话。
In a vision,
在异象中，
and will speak unto him in a dream,
在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。
Number 5,
第五，
In Isaiah 42:9 we read,
以赛亚四十二章九节说，
A prophecy reveals events before they transpire,
表明说是预言是在这事情还没有发生之前就显示了这些事情。
And here we read the text.
有这样的章节说，
Behold,
看呢，
the former things are come to pass.
先前的事已经成就。
And new things do I declare.
现在我讲新事说明。
Before they spring forth,
在这事未发以先，
I tell you of them.
我就说给你们听。
Number 6.
第六。
Prophecy was inspired by the Spirit of Christ.
预言是基督的灵所启示。
And we have 1 Peter 1:10 and 11.
彼得前书一章十节十一节说，
The prophets who prophesied of the grace that was to be yours.
这个地方说，论到这救恩，那预先说给你们要得恩典的众先知，
searched and inquired about this salvation.
早已详细地寻求考察。
They inquired what person or time was indicated by the Spirit of Christ within them.
就是考察在他们心里的基督的灵。
When predicting the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glory.
预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀。
Number 7.
第七，
Prophecy is certain.
预言是确实的。
2 Peter 1:19.
彼得后书一章十九节。
So we have the message of the prophets more fully guaranteed.
我们并有先知更确的预言。
Please pay attention to that message.
我们应当在这预言上留意。
As to a lamp shining in a dark place,
如同灯照在暗处，
until the day dawns,
直到天发亮，
and the morning star rises in your hearts,
晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
Number 8,
第八，
Prophecy was written for our learning,
预言是为教训我们写的。
In Romans 15:4, we read,
在罗马十五章四节说，
For whatever things were written,
从前所写的圣经，
Yes, written aforetime or before, were written for our learning,
都是为教训我们写的。
That we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures,
叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰，
might have hope.
可以得着盼望。
9.
第九，
Prophecy's aim is the salvation of your souls.
预言的目的乃是要使你的灵魂得救。
1 Peter 1:9 and 10.
彼得前书一章九十节。
As the outcome of your faith,
并且得着你们信心的果效，
You obtain the salvation of your soul.
就是灵魂的救恩。
The prophets who prophesied of the grace that was to be yours.
论到这救恩，他预先说你们要得恩典的众先知。
Searched and inquired about this salvation.
早已详细的寻求考察。
Number 10.
第十。
Prophecy brings blessing to the reader.
预言使阅读的人能够得着福气。
And they that hear, as he blessed is he that readeth.
念着书上预言的是有福的。
And they that hear the words of this prophecy.
还有那些听见有遵守其中所记载的。
And keep those things which are written therein.
有遵守其中所记载的都是有福的。
Revelation 1:3.
启示录一章三节。
This is the last point, or this last point tells us who are truly blessed.
最后一点告诉我们是什么人是真正有福的。
It is not the one who merely hears the words.
并不单单是听到的人。
There are many listeners to the truth.
真理的听众很多。
Some listen out of curiosity.
有的人听到是出于好奇心。
Others listen because they don't have anything else to do.
还有的人来听到是因为他们没有什么别的事可做。
Though some people hear the words of Christ,
有的人虽然是听见了基督的话,
yet it goes in the left ear and out the right.
但是他们听了却是左耳进右耳出。
Then there are those who merely read the Bible as they would any book.
还有一些人他们念圣经好像念其他的任何书一样。
Some even study a Bible correspondence course.Only to be informed.
还有一些人甚至于在研究圣经函授课的时候也只不过要得知识而已。
Such cannot receive the promised blessing.
这些人不能够得着所应许的福气。
It is not enough to hear.
只是听还不够。
It is not enough to read.
只是念也不够。
The blessing comes to those who keep those things which are written.
福气乃是临到遵守其中所记载的那些人。
Friend,
朋友，
I hope you are more than a listener.
我希望你不仅是一位听众中间的一位而已。
I hope you are more than a reader.
我也希望你不仅是一位读者。
As you discover God's will in His Word,
当你在他的话里面发现他的旨意的时候，
promise Him to obey it.
应当应许他要遵行这些个旨意。
To carry out God's will,
要遵行上帝的旨意
gives happiness in this life,
就能使你今生得着快乐。
And prepares one to receive an eternal inheritance,
也能够使人接受一种永远的产业。
When Christ comes,
就是在耶稣基督来的时候。
Now our vocabulary words.
我们的生字
We have four here.
一共是有四个。
The first one,
第一个
predicted,
预言
predicted, to transpire,
发生
transpire, three,
第三
merely,
仅仅的
Merely for inheritance,
产业遗产
inheritance. All right, we'll read the lesson over in English.
我们要用英文把这课再念一遍。
We have learned that much of the Bible is prophecy. In the Old Testament era,There were many prophets. God raised up these loyal men to lead His people. He sent warnings through them. He also predicted the future through them. Some of the Old Testament prophecies related to Israel at that time.
other prophecies have to do with our present day. With regard to Bible prophecy, let us remember the following points. Number one, prophecy is a revelation of God's secrets. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Amos 3:7. Number two, prophecy revealed is for mankind. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Deuteronomy 29:29. Number three, prophecy came from God through holy men. No prophecy ever came by the impulse of man, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Four, prophecy came to the prophets chiefly in visions and dreams. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. Five, prophecy reveals events before they transpire. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Six, prophecy was inspired by the Spirit of Christ. The prophets who prophesied of the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired about this salvation. They inquired what person or time was indicated by the Spirit of Christ within them when predicting the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glory. Seven, prophecy is certain. So we have the message of the prophets more fully guaranteed. Please pay attention to that message as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. 2 Peter 1:19. Number eight, prophecy was written for our learning. For whatsoever things were written aforetime or beforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Number nine, prophecy's aim is the salvation of your souls. As the outcome of your faith, you obtain the salvation of your souls. The prophets who prophesied of the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired about this salvation. 1 Peter 1:9-10. 10. Prophecy brings blessing to the reader. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. Revelation 1:3. This last point tells us who are truly blessed. It is not the one who merely hears the words. There are many listeners to the truth. Some listen out of curiosity. Others listen because they don't have anything else to do. Though some people hear the words of Christ, yet it goes in the left ear and out the right. Then there are those who merely read the Bible as they would any book. Some even study a Bible correspondence course only to be informed. Such cannot receive the promised blessing. It is not enough to hear. It is not enough to read. The blessing comes to those who keep those things which are written. Friend, I hope you are more than a listener. I hope you are more than a reader. As you discover God's will in His Word, promise Him to obey it. To carry out God's will gives happiness in this life and prepares one to receive an eternal inheritance when Christ comes. Now, I'm sure you all understand clearly the aim of Bible prophecy.
我相信你已经清楚地了解圣经里头预言的作用。
Often we say that Bible prophecy is the chief test of the inspiration of the Bible.
我们常说圣经里的预言乃是证明或者说试验圣经的是为上帝所默示的，是一个最大的试验的方法。
We do not have too much time to study many prophecies during these lessons.
在研究这些课的时候，我们没有很多的时间研究许多的预言。
I hope you purchase a Bible for yourself.
我希望你能为自己买一本圣经。
Study the prophecies of Daniel.
研究但以理书里头的预言。
The prophecies of Revelation.
启示录书里的预言。
Because many of these prophecies have to do with our present day.
因为这预言里头有很多是和我们现在这个时期有关系。
And can also inform us as to what is to transpire in the near future.
他们也会告诉我们说在最近的将来会发生一些什么事情。
If you enroll in the Bible Correspondence School.
要是你报名参加研究十兆圣经函授课。
After you finish the elementary courses, there is the advanced course.
在你研究了初级的课程之后，还有中级和高级的。
A course which deals with the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation.
这些预言有很多是提到但以理和启示录的中间的预言。
So we thank God for the sure word of prophecy.
我们应该为这些确实的预言而感谢上帝。
We thank Him.For lighting up the future.
我们感谢他，因为他讲将来已经光照明白。
And surely, if God knows the future,
如果上帝晓得将来要发生的事情，
He knows all about the road which we will travel on.
他也晓得我们所要走的一些路程。
Therefore, the Christian is willing to place his future in the hands of God.Of the one who knows the future.
所以基督徒愿意将他自己的将来交在这一个知道将来的上帝的手中。
It takes faith to do this.
做这样的事情必须要有信心。
But as you place your life in God's hands day by day,
要是你每天将自己的生活交在上帝的手里，
you will soon discover that that is a safe place to be.
不久就会发现这乃是一个最安全的所在。
We come to the close of this broadcast.
我们现在已经到了该结束的时候。
So goodbye until next time.
我们要直到下次，各位再会。